You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. It's your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in a series here going through the book of Revelation, and we're in a series here going through the Lord's seven letters to the churches. Maybe you're shocked by what you heard yesterday when you heard me talking about prophets. It's an interesting study, and I encourage you sometime to go back, not to really Abraham, because God calls Abraham a prophet, but to go back to those that had the office of prophet and to study the message that came from every prophet. And I've done a sermon once. It was entitled, What is a Prophet? And as I studied and prepared for that, I was absolutely shocked from what I've read and from what I hear in ministry and having friends. You know, I have a lot of charismatic friends, Baptist friends, friends of all types. And especially at the radio when I hear those that say they are prophets and I hear their message. And when I compare them to what the Bible says is a prophet, it's shocking. Now, here in our study today, the Lord Jesus also is shocked by a woman who called herself a prophet. He was shocked a couple weeks ago when someone who called himself an apostle, and he lifted up and he commended, is a better word, he commended those at Ephesus for testing those that said they were apostles. You say you're an apostle? All right, well, let's do a test here and see if you are. Do you know the color of Jesus' eyes? Because you needed to know the answer to that. Do you hear me, friend? For you to be an apostle, you need to know the color of Jesus' eyes. Now, I say that in a roundabout kind of way because to be an apostle, according to Acts 1:21, you had to be an eyewitness of Jesus Christ after his resurrection. Remember, after he was raised from the dead, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once. You had to be one of the people that saw him face to face, and you could tell someone in a court of law what color his eyes were. So Jesus said, you tested those that said they were apostles, and great signs and wonders followed an apostle, and also prophets as well. And the message of every prophet that's ever lived had been stop sinning and return to God. So now here we're going to hear this message here. This is the only critical thing the Lord had against this church. And they've gone down in history as the corrupt church because he says, notwithstanding, I got this against you, that you suffer that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants. That's where we're at here today. This is part three of this message, The Corrupt Church.
That's why God said to Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Isaiah, do not be dismayed by the looks on their faces. Because when you give them the real message of God, they're going to be like this. They're going to want to kill you. Do not be dismayed by the looks on their faces, God warned them. especially Ezekiel and Jeremiah. Look at what happened to Jeremiah in his life. Verse 21, Jesus goes on, I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. He says he gives her time. He gives you time to repent. I gave her time to repent, but she chose not to repent. End result, verse 22, behold, I will cast her into a bed or a sick bed, and those that commit adultery with her into great tribulation unless they repent of their deeds. Now, this is much worse than it sounds. The Greek word here for bed is the word kline. It means a stretcher. Again, Esposito vernacular. The Lord Jesus' message to the pastor of this corrupt church is they're going to haul this woman out of here in a stretcher. If she doesn't knock it off and quit sinning and quit leading my people to sin, he's madder than a hornet at this pastor. Look what he says to him. Real prophets lead people to stop sinning. They don't ask them for money. They ask them to stop sinning or else. Just like Jesus says, repent or else. Repent or else. The man healed by the well, repent or else. Mary Magdalene, repent or else. Something worse is going to happen to you. That's his message. And that's the message of these prophets. They're going to haul this lady out of here on a stretcher if she doesn't knock it off and if she doesn't quit sinning. Now, in my translation, and in most Greek manuscripts, remember, my Bible is from what's called the majority text. It's a reading of the majority of all manuscripts. My Bible reads like this. My Bible, this woman Jezebel was the pastor's wife. What do you think of that, Carol? The pastor's wife. Here's how my translation reads. If you have a New King James, you'll see it in the center column reference. It says wife. My translation reads like this. I've got this against you, that you tolerate your wife, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time so that she might repent, and she does not wish to repent of her sexual immorality. Behold, I am casting her into a sickbed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, get this, if they don't repent of her works. Just like last week, right? He holds the pastor accountable. He said, you repent or I'm coming to them. Here he says, if they don't repent of her works. Now the Lord is not done, verse 23. And a promise for her followers. I will kill her children with death. In other words, stop sinning. It affects others when you sin, not just yourself. When you personally sin, it affects other people. Ask King David, he'll tell you. When Nathan said to him, you are forgiven for what you've done, but the sword will never depart from your house. And his child died. The baby died. His sons died. He ruined his life because of this. He goes on, he says, I will kill her children with death, and all the churches will know that I am he. I bet. I'm sure they will. Can you hear it now? Man, imagine getting a Western Union from Thyatira. Hey, Betty, did you hear what happened in Thyatira last week? They hauled out the whole congregation on a stretcher. Certainly, I see what he means when he says, and all will know that I am he that searches, reigns in hearts. That means your guts. You know that old saying, you had a gut feeling about something? You see, your gut feeling about this church should have been wrong. I am he that searches reins. That's your intestines. Intestines. and hearts. He knows what you're thinking. I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give to every one of you according to your works. So are you telling me, Pastor, that not all sickness comes from the devil and cannot be rebuked? Yes, that's what I'm telling you. Some sickness comes from God. Some sickness comes from God as a result of sin in your life. This is what's happened here. This is a threat. The Lord Jesus is laying on the pastor of this church. You got a woman here, your wife perhaps, calls herself a prophet, and he's leading these people into commit sin. Cut it out or else. They're going to haul these people out of here in a stretcher. I will kill her children, that is her followers. I will kill her children with death. 1 Corinthians 11:29. He who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner, this is partaking of communion the wrong way. He who eats or drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick. And many sleep, which is a euphemism for death, for not discerning the Lord's body in holy communion. Not all sickness comes from Satan. It comes from God sometimes. And it comes from sin in your life. Unconfessed sin. Again, back to verse 23. I will give to everyone according to their works. So the natural thing to ask is, how are those works of yours doing? How are your works today? What are you doing to advance the kingdom of God today? What are you doing to advance the kingdom of God today? The Lord Jesus promises to give or repay to everyone according to their works. Again, from the book of James, show me your faith apart from your works. I'll show you my faith by means of my works. I'll show you who I am in Christ by what I do. When the Lord reviews your case file and peers into your soul with his eyes a flame of fire, will you receive praise or correction? Now, for everyone else, verse 24. But unto you, I say, and to the rest of Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine and have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden. Isn't that funny? The one correction of this church was putting up with a false prophet, and he calls it the depths of Satan. They were only corrected for one thing. Having a false prophet there, Jesus calls it the depths of Satan. I will put on you, as many as have not known this doctrine and have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden, but that which you have already, hold fast until I come. There's no other burden than get this false teacher out of your church now. And keep doing all those good things that you're doing until I come. That's his message to this church.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again.